Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Please. Debo Samuel, you know who he is, yeah. Right?
I am ready to go.
Yeah. Debo Samuel was on the Insiders on NFL Network. Just listen to this.
You've seen all these other wide receiver contracts getting done. You saw what Justin Jefferson got. You saw what CeeDee Lamb got. You got 2 years left on this deal. You put up numbers this year. Is any part of you going, I'm gonna get a little bit of that next year?
See, I control the things I control, and if the season goes as well as it should, no, you will be right there knocking at the door.
Oh my God. We don't know what knocking at the door means. You're talking about a Super Bowl.
How naive.
I'm ready to go.
How naive are you?
But I'll say this for that, Stoney. I can't deal. We got a season to get ready for. But boy, all he's thinking is if I ball out, I'll be able to knock on the door and say, give me some. I can do the Trent Williams. I don't know. Hey, I'm not going to get mad at him for being honest. But
you think the Niners have to nip this in the bud?
And maybe they're doing it right now with Brandon Ayuk.
Maybe. I can't believe that.
So you think that's not going over well if you're management? Like, who would have a problem with that?
I mean, is that what we're doing?
Well, the guy asked him a question about watching 11 other of your, people at your position get paid. What was he supposed to say?
He was supposed to say, well, I'm under contract for 2 years. So I'm not thinking about that right now.
But we're in the me era, Stoney.
Yeah,
what can you do for me?
I guess we are. I guess we are in that era.
Sir, you're under contract. I don't care.
I mean, maybe the other thing I was thinking about with the Niners that might be going on is they are playing hardball with the guys they want to play hardball with, clearly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I didn't have Brandon Ayuk as one of those guys. That's what's so perplexing about this whole situation. Man, I can't wait to see how they look against the Jets Monday night with the world watching.
Yeah, I wonder what 49er fans think if of what I said. It hit me yesterday. I don't think the Niners are going to reach an agreement with Brandon Ayuk on a long-term contract. I'm not sure they really want to. I mean, I shouldn't say that. Of course they want to. They're a better team with him.
No doubt. It's not his.
But that's it. They're just, how much better? I don't know. How can you replace Ayuk?
I told
you, able to replace him.
Again, for me, he's 2 wins. You know, if I'm predicting 11 without him, 9, 8. I mean, like, you cannot sneeze.
So you disagree with me?
Oh, there's no doubt I do.
Okay, you think it'll get done and he will have a new contract?
I do.
Okay.
I do. And what I hate about it, there's no victory lap in it, because I feel like the time he's missed, they're going to pay for that. Maybe it's a quarter. Maybe it's a half. Maybe it's a game or two. But I just hate the fact that after losing the Super Bowl, these situations hijacked the offseason.
888-957-9570 is the number. How do you guys think this ends? Does this end with a long-term contract for Brandon Ayuk, or does it end with him playing for $14 million, or does it end with him essentially sitting out? I think they are ready to bite the bullet and make him play for $14 million and see if he will actually not play for $14
million. Let's do this, Donnie, just hearing you talk. If he tried to play that card, I mean, how loud would that be? That would, hey, he's hurting himself, but the message to the org is like, this dude is effing serious if they don't know that already.
The other thing, I just put up these three guys' names. I mean, the 49ers did not want to pay DeForest Buckner.
And they didn't.
They didn't. The 49ers asked Eric Armstead to take a pay cut. He didn't. He's gone. Mm. It's well documented how the 49ers treated Jimmy Garoppolo.
He's once the highest paid QB.
Yeah, and they had about seven outs in his contract. What I'm getting at is, I think we're watching one of those things happen in real time with Ayuk. I think it's starting to hit us in the face that they are ready, willing, and able to play without him if they have to. Again, they don't want to, but I think they're prepared to either have him not play or make it uncomfortable for him to get in and play for $14 million. And like, I think they've weighed it all, Goo.
Yeah,
and they're ready. They're
no
ready
doubt.
To
draft
do that.
Draft night to me was heavy. That drafting of Pearsall, I'm still shocked, but I'll steal a page from Tom Cruise's books, Donnie. This is risky business. If you're telling me you're going to run it back without Ayuk and put it in the hands of Juwan Jennings, Cowens, and Pearsall, that's risky, partner. It really is.
I'm going to sound cavalier here, but how's it risky? This is a 12-win team.
But he's a top 10 receiver, I believe.
Okay, and what?
Are you good enough to just say bye-bye to that?
Yeah, I think they are. Again, this is not... They're not doing cartwheels. They're not. Of course, they want Ayuk. I don't see it. I don't see how they can pay him what he wants with the structure of the team and also the structure of how the 49ers play. I'd be willing to bet that they don't want to pay a wide receiver that kind of money. Because Shanahan loves diversity.
Well, you got to be careful then, Stoney. I mean, I don't understand how you draft a player or a receiver, as you just said. Mm-hmm. You watch him grow, you groom him, and then it's time to, give him his chicken. That's a beautiful thing. So,
okay, you ready for this? He's not good enough. He's not good enough for the Niners to pay him that much money. He's not a $26 million player in this offense.
And as crazy as that sounds, I got to say right now, today, you're right. Because they have not, held up their end of the bargain.
Yeah. Chicago Jason, Goo, I love you. But Ayuk isn't top 10. He's not game planned around.
Wow. Stoney, I'm looking at you dead in the face.
Sure.
If they don't have Ayuk last year, let's do this to Chicago Jason.
Okay.
They're not in the Super Bowl.
All right.
I think they lose that game to Green Bay. I think they lose that game to Detroit. Not just because, just the threat. And if you're telling me Debo was going to take Stoney, I love Debo, but come on, man.
What?
Ayuk helps him a whole lot, too.
Right. And McCaffrey and Debo and Kittle help Ayuk.
But when you lose one of that, everybody suffers. To what degree is a collective?
Yeah. He's not worth 26.
Well, I think he is. He rejected that allegedly, right?
I
Gosh, I just
maybe I'll be proven wrong. Yeah. Maybe I'll be proven wrong, and he'll sign a contract, and he's going to make 28 a year with 90 guaranteed, and the 49ers will be clicking on all cylinders right off the bat.
I think that's a stretch.
What?
No matter what happens from this point on, this was butchered and botched. I feel like the Niners, there's a price to pay for how they handled if they get this rectified and Brandon Ayuk is in camp or practicing with the team getting ready for the Jets, Donnie. I don't think you can manipulate, and I'll if I'm wrong, I'll tell you all. We'll know 4 or 5 weeks in, but that's the risky part of this all. Is you're saying F you to practice, F you to conditioning. And I don't want to hear about these two guys at the LA Fitness or in a gym in Houston. You cannot duplicate, being on the field and catching passes from Brock. I could be wrong, but this is not how you drew it up.
No, it's not how you drew it up, but it's organizations and players have to adjust when things change. And I'll bet you maybe the 49ers, when this all started, thought they could wrap this guy up for a number. And that number's either not being offered anymore or his number went up. Mm. And I'm kind of with you. It's gone this long. It's had to have gone this long for a reason. And I don't know what the reason is, but I got to believe that they're really not that close. George Kittle was asked on the McAfee show, Pat McAfee show on ESPN, what it's like when guys are holding out and in a contract dispute. How does that work for the other players on the team?
As an NFL football player, not everything's guaranteed. It's the NFL. It's not for long. So, you want everyone to take advantage of the situation that they're in and make as much money as they possibly can and, do what they've dreamt about since they were kids and make money for their families. And so, we all have their backs and we understand the position that they're in. So, there's no bad blood or anything like that. So, whenever they show up, whenever whatever happens, it's pretty seamless. You're just right back into the flow of things.
There you go. So, Kittle, just get him back into the fold and we'll be ready to go.
Now, some on the chat, we got to err on the side of caution. They're saying Ayuk is actually practicing today, Stoney.
Yeah.
So if that's
he's playing on the 14.
Wow, man.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know how, if we don't get any, breaking news sounder, how that couldn't be him just saying, I'm going to just tough it out and play.
Well, maybe they're going to announce a contract extension at the end of the practice. I mean, Lynch and Shanahan are talking today.
Oh, they are.
It's not out of the question.
I think that just got more juicy for me. What? If he is out there practicing, what they'll be able to say.
Yeah, I agree. If he's out there practicing today,
that's progress. You think?
Well, it may be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It might not be progress on the contract front, but it's progress on the field front, right?
The 14, no, wow, man. Hey, I want him to play. I want him to be a part of the team. I'm just echoing. I would be shocked if he kind of said, you know what, it didn't work. I'm going to play on the 14.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, now we got something to really look forward to at 2 o'clock when Shanahan and Lynch talk. They're going to talk about the cuts they made and getting down to the 53-man roster, but I'm sure they will absolutely get into Ayuk and Trent Williams and the rest of it. Goo, what do you think about the fact that the 49ers this year, see, what if I said, you know what, they're already starting to kind of transition because they're going to play seven rookies. That doesn't even include Pearsall. So they're going to play seven or eight rookies who are going to have a role on this team. And we know that Kyle Shanahan isn't crazy about young players. He's got a little Steve Kerr in him because there's a lot to learn in his system. Apparently, it's really hard for an offensive lineman. But if they've kept seven rookies and... I mean, they're going to play.
If you're telling me they're going to have roles,
yeah,
that's scary. And you feel like, and you think back to, you know, when that wasn't the case and you weren't dependent on rookies as much as it looks like you may be doing this season, Stoney, I can't let go of how close and, you know, when you just dumb it down, did they blow past their best chance to get that Super Bowl? Now that you got a lot of youngsters, youth, inexperience that you're dependent on, starting on the line of scrimmage with Pooney on the offensive line, that's a big deal.
See, and that's where I disagree with a lot of people. Spadoni's one of them.
Spadoni? Oh, I didn't see him.
And I get it. You didn't read the thread last night?
No, I had some things going on.
You all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody, conventional wisdom is you draft a guy, you develop a guy, you pay a guy.
Well, hello, that's it.
It's not. It's not it in the NFL. That's not it.
So what step are we missing?
You draft a guy, you develop a guy,
okay,
and then before you pay him, you draft another guy. And I think that's another thing that's happening with Ayuk. They don't want to pay Ayuk. They've got two rookies on the team right now, and they expect them to play. They're talking about Cowing playing a little bit right now. They're starting to call me Math Steinmetz.
A three.
I didn't do it.
I'm giving it to Evan.
Yeah, I just, oof. I think we're starting to get some answers that we really don't like.
Especially at 2 o'clock. If he's on that practice field study, I cannot wait to hear him talk now.
Both of them. We'll figure that out.
Yeah. We got Cam coming up at 12 too. We can ask him.
Exactly.
So if he's out there practicing, something must have changed.
Well, yeah, we got to figure out if that's the case. 888-957-9570 is the number. I mean, I could just put it to you this way. I mean, you telling me seven rookies are going to play? And you want to win the Super Bowl. Does that go hand in hand?
Well, that becomes more difficult, right?
Yeah.
That's the obvious. And that's why this 5-year stretch, now you're getting to the end, you know, the latest iteration of your team, and you saying you're going to get an infusion from the rookie class? I got my popcorn.
Well, I also think, you know, if they've kept seven rookies, they think that they've really had a great draft. And if they had as great a draft as they think, then this is kind of what I mean about we always look at it as this is the most important year of all time. Well, if you're telling me that in this draft, they found five bona fide starters.
Well, we don't know that yet.
No, but they've kept seven. In other words, that's the other thing I think we have to look at. They kept seven guys, really eight. The other guy was claimed, but they kept all their rookies. In fact, seven of them are on the 53-man. At the same time, and I don't have the names in front of me, but they cut three guys from the 2023 class and two guys from the 2022 class.
Mm-hmm.
So what that tells me is, I'm not saying it's a rebuild, but they think they've got young players in here who can grow and be really good. And this is what I mean. They're not giving up on 3 years from now with these guys. Well, and so
Stani, and you're telling me, and I just heard that sound bite by you about, hey, Niners got, you know, some rookies that are going to, you know, contribute. Brandon Ayuk, we don't know what's going on. I would be, if whoever I'm playing, the Niners is the team I want to play then. You know what I mean?
Well,
because it could go either way.
They still have many big boys. Yeah. They still have many big boys.
But if you're telling me the rookies are going to make an impact, that could be a bad impact. It could be a good one.
Well, let's go through it again.
Yeah.
Pooney.
Yeah, that's big, huge. Rookie starting.
Like, that's good, right?
Yeah, until we see how, if he can handle it.
Well,
if he's a weak link, then you're like, oh boy, Brock taking shots, and the plan of attack is to go at him. Then you're like, oh boy,
see,
is he gonna be able to survive? Talking about Brock Purdy, it sounds good, Steiny. Like, yeah,
well, it should sound great because Shanahan doesn't play a lot of rookies on offense. He doesn't. So the fact that Shanahan is okay with Pooney playing right guard, it tells me he's pretty good, probably. Renardo Green.
I like him.
He's a backup.
I know.
Okay. Mustafa could get snaps at safety.
He can hit.
Cowing should get snaps as a backup receiver. So I'm overblowing it a little in terms of what they're likely to provide. They're right now kind of rotation guys rather than every down guys, or that's the way it seems. But this is, remember when Shanahan said, yeah, I don't look at it as 1 year. I look at it as you got to make decisions for now, for down the line, all that kind of stuff. So I don't know. I don't know how it's going to play out, but I think it's right in front of our eyes, and maybe we haven't seen it.
Well, if you look at some of the offensive players, Donnie drafted Trey Sermon, Davis Price, Danny Gray. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget he caught that bomb from Trey Lance in preseason. I mean, those guys are gone.
That was Sherfield.
No, well, he caught one too.
Oh, he threw two?
Yeah, but my point is those guys are no longer on the team. So when you say or foo-foo Brandon Ayuk and what I believe is his talent, you got to be careful because there are misses. And I just named three of them, offensive players that had no input or impact on this team. I mean, you draft a kid, you raise him, and you pay him. And then the other part that you didn't mention, Steiny, is you keep him.
Yeah, that's not the way
so
I would do it.
In saying that, be careful what you wish for. Brandon Ayuk is above. I know somebody said, Guru, not top 10. I'll give you that. He's an above average receiver.
But that is the way you do it. You draft a guy, you develop a guy, and then you decide whether you're going to pay him or you're going to draft his replacement. Mm. Like, that's the way you got to do it in the NFL. And I just think they've kind of chosen the direction that they want to go in, and that is, again, not we're doing cartwheels. We are so happy we're doing this. I just think they have to do it because the money situation
and
is
injury gonna, too. Steiny Hufanga on the pup. You know, he had a big injury. Greenlaw.
Okay.
So, you know, guys are going to get opportunities. So when you say Mustafa and guys like that, I'm like, yeah, I could see them getting the opportunity. But we can't omit that a lot of that too on the defensive side of the ball, those two positions could be had or could be impacted by a rookie class because of those injuries.
Yeah, I'm just
big boys.
Yeah, I was just more talking about Ayuk. You know, the 49ers drafted Purdy. It looks like they like him enough. They're going to pay him. Deebo Samuel, they drafted. They like him enough, they pay him.
Kittle.
Kittle. Ditto. Fred Warner. Ditto.
Keep going.
Who else? I'm missing one guy. Anyway, I really think that they're just looking at Brandon Ayuk and...
Saying no.
Mm. You know what? Let's take our chances with Jennings, Pearsall, and Cowing.
Because if they did a 30 for 30 on that draft pick to Pearsall, Donnie, I'm still shocked. But now it's like, dummy, why are you shocked? They knew then they weren't paying Brandon. Or it could pop off like this, right?
That
doesn't sound too far-fetched.
I mean, I'll be honest. When they drafted Pearsall, I thought it was...
Deebo.
No, I thought they were going to do it for a year. Like, they pay Ayuk, draft Pearsall,
and make
play a year, and then make the decision on either Deebo or Ayuk and what they have to do with them. But maybe that was the plan, but Ayuk has really put a curveball in it because he's asking for more than they thought he was going to ask for. And maybe now they're just speeding the process up. We're all trying to figure it out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.